has caught hold. And it was about the last moment that they will cut out the boat and he will fall down. At the same time, from his, above his head, on the branch where bees has given umbrella and madhu was coming drop by drop. And he took his tongue and had that dropped. So madhur, so. Oh, kya madhur, kya madhur. He was doing. This is the scene written in Srimad Bhagavata. After a moment he will come down and bitten by servants, he will die. So, and on the upper side, there is a tiger roaring. If he comes out, they will attack. Very dangerous position. So he is telling that no water and so dangerous ko is griha andhako. But by that one drop of madhu, we forget all dangerous position. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his ashesh kripa means
unlimited,
and without any reason, that kripa, what?
Causeless
mercy. Satyaha sandra dayam budhi. Sandra ambudhi. Sandra sandra dayam budhi. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much thick mercies Sri Vigraha. So, causeless, he did mercy upon me. Prakritita svairi kripa rajyuve. Svairi, that without any obstruction, svairi, svatantra, niranshya. Kripa rajyuve. Rajyu means
rope.
He fell that rope. Hear it? Kaun hai? Theek hai? Wo aapke ghar se kaisi hai? Oh, kaisi puthir san.
Ropes.
He fell down that rope, mani kripa rajju. And udhritya, take out. Sarojanindi charana prantam, so fragrant, so soft, so dayalu, pity,
merciful.
His lotus, prapadya, I was not in a condition to be saranagat on that lotus feet. But mercifully, he make me prapadya, done saranagat. Swayang, and take my hands in his hands and gave it to Damodar. Damodar Satchakar. And he gave and told that now Raghunath is yours. And please support, give, nourish by Siddhanta and Ras and everything. So merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aham bhaje, I want to do seva of that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is telling, he is remembering how he done mercy upon me, from taking me from that house where like a king and only one son among two brothers. Younger brother has not done any marriage, his father only has done. So elder brother has not done marriage, only his father has done marriage. So both loved him, and their uttaradhikari was only, uttaradhikari means after them the king will be inheritance. Was only Raghunath Das Goswami. And for a Hindu culture, those who are very papi,
sinful,
they have no sons. And there are none to give him Shraddha. So they were thinking that only Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath is our son in his bonds. And after them, who will be Uttaradhikari of their Rajya? And he will give Shraddha and all, like Chitraketu Maharaj. So they were very, very much attracted to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was also so beautiful, having so many qualities. So they were loving, he was very loving to his father, mother, and to all. From that parivesh, atmosphere, it is very hard to come out and to do bhajan. But I have an idea, and Guru Maharaj also said that the boys are the persons being in such an atmosphere can do Hari Bhajan, and they can live these things. But those who have no such atmosphere, and there is none to love them, and nothing to be asakta, they can never do bhajan. And the persons living such an atmosphere can love so much extent to Krishna and Radhika or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those who are so much poor, nothing to live as a beggar, no child, nothing, no one to love, and nothing to leave, they cannot love Krishna. And if they will live in sadhu base, they will collect everything that persons have left, everything. And we see it.
We also have seen
We see it. But those who are like Raghunath Das Goswami and they have left. They will left as Raghunath Das Goswami left. And will serve surely Krishna. Once I remember that we were with Guruji, a disciple of Guruji, was very much lover and very much good qualified boy. He was ill. And we were with Guruji serving. Guruji was very much anxious how to leave this boy alone or with some person. I will go to preach. I told that, don't worry, I will serve this boy. And he said, really go to preach. He became very much pleased. And living on me, that boy, with some other brahmachari, he went to preach. At that time, I was there. Guru Maharaj was also there. A beggar came there to beg something. And at that time, some leaders and engineers of Calcutta have come to see our Guruji there. The beggar come there. The vakils and engineers told Gurudev, you only Gaudiya Math take
cream of society
only, not these beggars and all these persons who are nothing. They have no food, no anything. So, can you keep this beggar? Guruji told that, yes, I will have this beggar. I will keep this beggar. But I think he will not leave. Why? He will surely be here. Then Guruji told to beggar that by hardly you beg this thing, come and join our society and we'll give you everything what you need. Have you anything? Anyone in your house? No, I have nothing. Have you any children? No. Any piece of land? Nothing. Wife, nothing. Then Guruji told that, you should live here. I will arrange everything for you. Guruji told that, you don't go to home today. From today, you should live here. And I will arrange everything for today, from today. He told, no, one time, for one, once, I will have to go to my home. Are where you are told that? No home. No, I have a very little home. Who is there? Oh, my wife is there. Then I will go and arrange. Anyone? My one son is there. At last, he could not stay there. So Guruji told engineers and workers that, see, this person cannot, because there is nothing to leave, but they have everything to leave, and they have lived everything and come to me. So Raghunath Das Goswami has everything. That were bending Raghunath Das Goswami, a wife like prince, and so much wealth, Matrishneha, Pitrishneha, everything he had. It is very, very difficult to leave all these things. Yet I could not leave, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done kripa to me, and so I have left it. Here he is telling that without living whole things, deha, daihika, everything. Deha means deha regarding bodily, bodily things, living. How I will support my this body? This should be left. And all the connections should be left. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home. He left everything. But in home, who is called Grihastha? Griha is not called Grihastha. Understand? You have also this home for living. So this is not Grihastha. Grihini is called Grihastha. Grihini means wife. To center, having in center wife, and to do everything is Grihastha or Grihamedhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his father and mother and lived home and everything. He came from Jagannathpuri in way to Vrindavan up to Ramkeli Gram. You know this fact. He came through Shantipur to Navadvip, Kuliyadvip. And here he stayed for one day or two days. Then he proceeded further. When he was here, everyone came here. Mother also came. All his relations came, or Nadia Vyasi came, but only one person, one lady came, could not come. And that was Vishnupriya. Why she could not come? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has love more than everyone. And she has also love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than Sachima also. He was a vigraha of love. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that everyone can come, but she cannot come. And she was thinking that everyone can go there. I loved him so much. Only I cannot go. What will be in her heart, she was feeling. So my loving of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fault of me, that I cannot go. If I should have not done love to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I could have gone there. But it is perhaps my fault. But it was not fault, she was sin. So everything should be left for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna will accept us. There, Vishnupriya was Mahalakshmi. So instance is not fit, but yet we give instance. So if a man has a smile of, smile means gandha, smell,
fragrance.
A smell of gandha of samsara priti, he cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never solely take him in his feet, like Raghunath Das Goswami he has taken. So, he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakta Ganer, Vairagya Pradhan, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam, Prajatna Yapayan Manum Bhishma. Mahaprabhu wants that his followers should be Bhakta, but with Vairagya, as he himself followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Vairagi, but in comparison to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see Raghunath Das Goswami is more Vairagi, more and more Vairagi. And he saw that he has so much Vairagya, then he has crossed me also. And he became so much pleased to Raghunath Das Goswami. Vairagya means to have asakti, to give up all asakti. Now he is sunya. Sunya means
nothing.
Like in Vansi, nothing is.
No family.
Whole air can pass, Krishna air can pass from. No obstacle, nothing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna and Radhika wants, like Vansi, like Raghunath Das Goswami, no attachment is male of attachment in anything of world, so that my collar, my only wind can pass. And upon that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna will do his mercy fully. And he can accept that mercy. A person having a very little attachment cannot have this thing. So Raghunath Das Goswami has everything, every qualities that are required. So Mahabhairagi. Krishna is telling that Je Dharagar Putran Putrapta Pranan Vittam Imam Param Hitvamang Saranam Jata Katham Taktum Utsahe Srimad Bhagavatam 9455. He is telling that Krishna is telling himself that those who have left their father, mother, children, wives, and relations, everything, they have forgotten that this is my body. And anything is required for this body. And Krishna has to think and yoga chema vaham meham for them. As Raghunath Das Goswami has no effort to feed and anything cloth to this body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always thinking, where is Raghunath? What he is taking? How is everything is going on? Always asking with Govinda and Swarupa Damodar and anyone. And daily he takes the news of Raghunath Das Goswami. Always. How he is doing bhajan? And anyone tells Raghunath Das Goswami's description, he becomes so much pleased. He is remembering the past time, how I raised to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and how he accepted me. He is telling that when I reached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I did not went to Jagannath Darshan. Directly I came to Kashi Mr. Bhavan. He was sitting with Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and all the excellent persons. And in Harikatha there, in the meantime, Raghunath Das Darshan from the distance, this Darshan Sanat, with dear Saint Jai, and for what time he could not put such a bad message and get up. Mukunda, this singer of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Parikas, saw that it was not so, that's why I was coming. I first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prohibited him not to come. But yes, he has come. As in, can I be better in a very lengthy and with death he has come. And he's like, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at once get up. He read all Harikatha. So much love for affection for him. Oh, come on. And he could not wait. He ran away, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, of Raghunath Das, some has to run away to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he stood there that I am never free and not qualified to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to Raghunath Das. And find it in her. Now Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering. Where remembering? At Radhaka. So many deaths have been passed. But he thinks that today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is nothing, that is in his breast. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in his breast, he at once sat down and sat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He filled his hand. He took the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All were astonished. Living Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and so many. And it may be that all were there. Living then and living Harikatha. We have seen why. How? So they were all astonished. Prabhu told them, Krishna Kripa Balista Savahanthe. Tumake Kadila Visava. Krishna. For example, Raghunath Das Goswami is also waiting. Mahaprabhu is also. In a mood to. And told that, oh, Krishna is so much merciful that he has taken out from the feet of this child. And he has taken you to Vaikunth. Haribhajan is Vaikunth.
Raghunath Das Goswami did not, he was only seeing Chaitanya. He wanted to speak, but could not speak. He thought that I don't know Krishna. I know you well. And by your mercy I have come to you. I have nothing, no sambandha, nothing to Krishna. I have not seen you. I have seen you, and by your mercy I am feeling that I have come to you only by your mercy. At once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami and gave him the hands of his most beloved son, Damodar, to whom he always hears pastimes of Krishna, and told very affectionately that today I have given this Raghunath in your hands. He is your son, he is your servant, he is your anything, everything. And you should tell me, as you could be. Then Sri Damodara told that I am. Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering all these things. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done so much mercy to me. So he is doing pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, he knew who is Radhika. Though in his Swarup Siddha day, he is Manjari and knows everything, but outwardly in this Prakat Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar had given sambandh with Srimati Radhika, and he knew Radhika. One thing we should know here, that a sakhi is tadatma to Radhika, not to Krishna. Tadatma, you know? Tadatma. Any word?
Loyal.
As fire goes in air, that is called tadatma. If I will be like Krishna has gone to tadatma with Radhika. No? He wanted to know the pranayavika, the madhurma of Krishna. How Krishna is beautiful. Krishna does not know. And what is the pranay of Srimati Radhika? How he loves me. And after loving and after testing my four kinds of madhurya, what kind of sukh, happiness, not ashradam, happiness will turn in calm. No? So we should always be very careful about this. How Srimati Radhika tests it? He becomes senseless. She becomes him as the Brahmagin. What is called? Connor.
Madness in separation.
Pitrajalpa, Pitrajalpa, and all these. Mahabharata. So,
Krishna has to come and to be tadatma with Srimati Radhika Bhava, to taste all the three willings of Krishna. So he Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Here Radhika is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has also become Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has especially tasted Virabha. Virabha Sambhogat Vipralambha. That is Vipralambha. All this Vipralambha. Almost. Very few moments as in Milan are Sambhog. Here, Lalita and Vishakara are also. All Sakhis are there. They are also in Manasvarup, Aparkat Lila, have often. Radhika is feeling separation. Vishakha, Lalita, Chitra, all other Sakhis, Chandra only two, Padma two, feel separation. But the highest separation feeling is in Srimati Radhika, because the highest prem is in Srimati Radhika. They are seeing that Srimati Radhika is feeling so much separation. But what kinds of separation? Lalita cannot know. Vishakha cannot know. They know about their what is going in her heart in separation. But not like Srimati Radhika. He is telling that what is the state of Manjaris. Lalita Vishakha is not tadatma with Radhika, but these are tadatma with Srimati Radhika. Understand my feeling? So, if Radhika is feeling Mahabhav, always in Mahabhav, and they are always tadatma with Srimati Radhika, they also feel Mahabhav. And that kind of separation to which Radhika is feeling separation, they feel like that separation. But Lalita Vishakha cannot feel. So there is a speciality of these manjaris. So Raghunath Das Goswami here, feeling the separation, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tadat in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so he is doing bilap, and that bilap is kusumanjali for us. That is the thing in this slok. So he is making prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why am I so lucky that the thing that Lalita and Vishakha could not have, and by his grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am feeling that thing. So now he is in a mood that if Krishna meets with Radhika and kiss Srimati Radhika, that sign comes in Manjari. Here also in separation, everything that Radhika has comes out in the body and mind and in soul of Manjaris. So his separation is like Srimati Radhika. His bilap is like Srimati Radhika. And from where he has got? From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is telling that though it appears that it is so much dukkha, unhappiness. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita telling, it looks like as if it is the ocean of dukkha, unhappiness. But a man who has no concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and no concern with Goswamis can think like this. But those who have concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will not think like this. He is giving Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, first chapter, that those separation, in separation, gopis have a unhappiness of ocean. But it is more than ocean of happiness, ananda. Because this swarup of gopis are anandamay. Ananda chinamay rasa pratibhavitabhi tabhirja eva nija rupataya. No, a sign of unhappiness in their construction. But it sometimes it looked like as unhappiness. He has given an instance of fire and barf,
ice.
Understand? But
I have not got the example yet of fire and ice.
When we have gone to Badrinarayan once, where Ganga comes out, very little water and very narrow their Gangas. After their prayag, it has become so much. So there is the time of winter season, Bhadramash. Not winter, but last time first seeing there. We saw that when we are going to take darshan there, snowfall was going on. And about we were sinking in the snow. In morning, there is no attached bathroom, so we'll have to go to make our dainik kriya there, in the side of river and in jungle. Anyhow, covering ourselves, we went. And after that, when we went to take some water, that it seemed that one has caught it. So, our hand is burning in fire. It was so cold that it was like a fire burning. He is telling Sanatana Goswami that in heavy prem or in vipralambha, extreme what?
Dukkha.
Vipralambha.
Separation.
Also, remembrance of Krishna becomes so that Krishna is meeting with me. Separation becomes as a milan. There is no instance in this world. So he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when I was at, from Radhakund he is remembering, when I was at Gambhira, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Krishna doing, and like this, sometimes jumping in ocean, sometimes he was in ocean and any fisherman caught him in his jaal, and he was like a linen thing, rock, a football, no, nothing, no shape. And that fisherman knew that he is ghost, and ghost has caught me, and he had concern. Sarvadamodar, then a slack, oat, mantra, and by mantra your ghost has gone away. He found some relic, he told a fuck.